The show built for you. A nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love. And breaking tracks from your next favorite artist. On air, online, and streaming across the globe.
Yeah.
Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London Live, baby.
Whoa! To be alive. Oh, Thursday feels good, my darlings. It feels weird saying what a night to be alive, though, because right now I am coming to you live from Hit 92.9 in Perth. That is a glorious thing about doing a national radio show. Wherever we go, we can broadcast. And I got to say, the sun is still out. The men of Perth are next level. The whole team has fallen in love with one of the technicians here at the studio, Clint. Mainly Draco, let's be honest.
Oh, it was all of us. Excuse me.
You and Sexy Five, I did love it. We are going to have such a great show tonight, guys. What are you most excited for? Sexy Five, I kick us off.
I'm so pumped for Queen Vic this week.
Oh, yes. Queen Vic is the posh, fancy lady in our office. We get her to do her take on some of our favourite hip-hop classics. Tonight, she's doing Kendrick. We can't wait. Producer Draco, what about you?
I would say probably new Shawn Mendes, because remember that time when he came and he loved my denim
jacket? Are you about to tell the story that no one cares about him liking your denim
jacket? No,
they do. No one cares.
But he's got a new song.
Okay,
so
we're done here. Wrap it up. Plus, we've got brand new Australian music from the force that is Meg Mac. You're going to love tonight's Ash London Loves. But let's get the trending 10 on.
London's Trending 10.
The 10 tracks from around the world that are killing it on Spotify, Shazam, SoundCloud, iTunes charts. Where there is a chart, we have scoured it. And old mate Halsey's kicking us off tonight. She was chilling, being her best badass self at Coachella over the weekend. Her second album, Hopeless Fountain Kingdom, is due to drop on June the 2nd. This one is going to be on it. Of course, it is called Now or Never, and it kicks us off tonight on Ash London Live. This is your number 10.
Good evening. It's Queen Vic here.
Yes, Queen.
Where my bitches at?
What?
This is possibly the favouritest thing that we do here at Ash London Live, and we pull it out very, very rarely. I'll set the scene. We all sit in what we'd like to call a pod, you know, like an open office, and we're in an area. It's me, it's producer Draco, it's Sexy Vivi, cousin David, our social media producer's there as well.
Yeah.
And as a part of our special executive pod is Queen Vic. Yeah. She is a fancy AF, cropped blonde hair, fit as a fiddle. She hasn't had a carb in 4 months because she's doing a marathon. She's out of control. What were you saying before, Draco, about how she's so fancy, what she does when she's drinking the water?
Oh, well, we have this like zip tap here in the kitchen, but she doesn't use that. She buys her own San Pellegrino water
in the glass bottle.
Not even from Coles, from the expensive grocer in the glass bottle.
Yeah.
Brings it in, chills it in her own private fridge that she's got under her desk, and then pours it into a wine glass to drink it. Like, she's so fancy.
We love Vic so much, and every now and then when there's a huge rap song circulating, we pull in a favor and Queen Vic breaks down the lyrics. She does her own version of it. So Kendrick Lamar, arguably the biggest rapper in the world right now, has dropped Humble. It's going bunter. So we pulled in a very special Queen Vic favor.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa with some counterfeits. But now I'm counting this. Parmesan, where my accountant lives. In fact, I'm down in this. Oh, that pretty good. Don't you sit on my taste buds. I get way too petty once you let me do the extras. Get the fuck off my dick, that ain't right. I make a play fucking up your whole life. Soprano C, we like to keep it on a high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble. Hold up, bitch, sit down. Hold up, little bitch. Hold up, little bitch, be humble. Hold up, bitch, sit down. Sit down, hold up, little bitch.
Oh my gosh, Queen Vic, she's done very, very well. She's outdone herself once again. I mean, what would her friends at Yoga think if they heard that?
They would die. Like,
they would die. Well, let's get the original, maybe not the best, now that we've heard Queen Vic do it. This is Kendrick Lamar with Humble, coming in at number 7 tonight on our Trending 10.
Ash London Live, baby.
If you've been on the internet / have Netflix, you may be all across this new Netflix show called 13 Reasons Why. It is proving a bit controversial in some of the themes that are presented. People are kind of in one fence or the other. Most people really love this for how it's really honestly portraying mental health issues in teenagers and making people think about, you know, think about it twice if you're going to bully somebody. Never a good idea, but really it has repercussions.
Yeah.
That's not what we want to talk about tonight, though. We want to talk about this kick-ass soundtrack. Draco, I'll let you kick it off by setting the scene because you're the one who's seen this show. Why is the music so good? What role does the music have in the actual show?
Yeah, well, I watched it the first week that it came out a couple of weeks ago.
Classic Draco.
It's just so incredible. And I really honestly was only watching it because Selena Gomez is one of the EPs with executive producers with her mum.
Yeah.
But it really is, like you said, such an important show. And the music plays a really important part, like it helps push the story along.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of the songs, like it's a serious show. There's like, there's not really like one-liners, funny, but these songs are really like, some of them are a bit old, some of them are new, a lot of them are covers.
Yeah.
And they're not like, you know, your Gagas and your Katy Perry's.
Yeah, there's lots of weird
they're
stuff.
Cool, it's indie bands, which is exactly what the show is. It's not shiny and fun. It's serious and it's you know, cool's not the right word. But
you're
the
so
soundtrack,
mature, Draco. You're
I know.
So mature.
The soundtrack
I
really
I imagine
it.
That you go home and just watch the best of Hilary Duff, but you are just getting stuck into the serious stuff. So each of us have chosen one of our favourite songs off this soundtrack. We're going to play a little grab for you. I've chosen Hunger Amuse. I really... This is a very Ash London song. My friends will listen to this and go, of course you chose this one. Take a listen. It's indie, but it's got some old school. It almost reminds me of Boys of Summer a little bit, like something about it.
I was going to say it reminds me of The Lost Boys, that movie about vampires.
I'll pay that.
It sounds like the theme song to that.
I think the people are going to be surprised at the song that you've chosen off this soundtrack. It's one of my all-time faves.
It's actually one of mine as well. It's from Joy Division, and it's incredible. It's like from the 80s, and it goes with this TV show because... a whole lot of it is about these tapes, and they listen to the tapes on a Walkman that you have to put cassettes to. If you're under 18, you won't know what a Walkman is.
Where do they get the Walkmans from? Or is it set back in the olden days?
No, it's set in current times. One of the main characters is obsessed with the 80s and has one in his car, and he only plays cassette tapes.
Sashay.
And so he plays this song in, I think, one of the first or second episodes, and for Clay Jensen, who's like the main character, and it's really cool because they drive off like up the street listening to Joy Division. So
a song
cool,
that
right?
will always remind me of the Wombats. Let's dance to Joy Division and celebrate the irony. Fun fact, when I interviewed the Wombats like 6 or 7 years ago, I bought a boombox, and at the end of the interview I was like, so do you just want to like dance to Joy Division, all that. All right. So I played this song, and for like a minute, we didn't even film it or record it. We just kind of like danced around the studio to Joy Division. It was
such
wonderful.
A great song.
So you've heard two of the tracks of this amazing soundtrack, and there are heaps of Spotify playlists, and you can get it on iTunes. But the one we've chosen for a full play comes from, as Draco mentioned, the executive producer of the series, Selena Gomez. She's done a cover of Yazoo's Only You. Now, you might be listening going, never heard of that song, don't know it. You're gonna know it as soon as you hear it. Let's get it on the air. This is Selena Gomez covering Only You.
Ash London Live.
Well, it all happened very organically last week. I don't even know how Jack Vidgen came up in conversation on air.
I think, didn't he follow you on Instagram or like a photo?
That's right. And then we were on air at the time, and I saw, and I was like, oh my God, look how chic Jack Vidgen is.
So
we passed
chic.
The photo around the studio, and we collectively decided we need to get Jack Vidgen in to see the chicness in the flesh. And here you are. Aww. Jackie boy, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I was just saying that minutes ago, I remembered that I interviewed you when you had won Australia's Got Talent. How long ago was that?
I was 14. I'm 20 now.
You're like a man.
So whatever the math is.
6 years.
Yeah.
Obviously, you didn't pay very much attention at school after the singing career, would not.
When you're a pop star, you don't need math.
I don't need basic mathematics, obviously. So it's been 6 years, and now you're at an age now where most people like are starting to work out what they want to do with their lives.
Mm.
It took me till I was about 28, so you've got 8 more years. But what's the plan for you? Do you want to sing? Do you want to write for other people? Are you going to do a big comeback? Is there a plan? Are you like, whatever, I'm just being
cute? I really feel like I'm still unsure of like my whole life, but like I'm still in the planning stages. But yeah, like it's been 6 years. Everything was so full on for a while and like so much fun and just like 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And then for the past like 3 years, I've just kind of like taken a step back, just decided to live normal life.
Good.
A bit, which has been like super nice, and just like get normal jobs and
yes.
And
have you had a shitty job?
Yeah, I had a super shitty job.
You have to have a shitty job. I know. I worked
at a deli.
That's not a shitty. I love a deli.
But
was it a shit deli?
It wasn't. Like the people were lovely, but like going from what I was kind of doing to that, it was just a shock.
Pastrami.
Yeah, yeah. But it was literally.
And just weighing it. And then people say, more. And you slice another piece of pastrami.
God. Can I get 100 grams of pastrami? And it comes up as 102. And you're like, is that fine? No, 100. I hate this.
And then there's people that come in that are like, oh, you're Jack. Why are you working at a deli? And I'm like, oh, okay, here we go.
Yeah. But I think humbling is the wrong word, but I think it's good to live in reality because the realities are like some people have that in their
30s.
Yeah,
exactly.
You've got to like do it young, get a normal life, work at your deli.
And it really is just normal.
It's normal.
And but when you're like so famous at a young age and then you do that, it's like, oh, well, that's not normal.
Mm.
But like, really, it is.
It is. And it's you need to live this. You need to do it. Otherwise, when things blow up and you're making music, you've got nothing to write about.
Exactly. There's no real life to draw from.
Okay. So I'm really excited, Jack. I'm happy that we found out what you've been doing for the past 6 years. I'm glad we got to see the chicness in person.
I haven't been working at a deli for the past 6 years. That was
it was for one shift and then he quit. It's like, I sign autographs, guys. See ya.
It was for about 6 months. I've been doing other things.
Hey, Jack, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you. Ash London, live.